I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia Duster.
Now, the season we're in may barely resemble summer, but one staple of this time of the year is still with us. It's crop circle season. Monique Klinkenberg is founder of the Crop Circle Exhibition and Centre in Wiltshire. Joins us now on News Talk. Good afternoon, Monique.
Good afternoon.
Is it true that you, at this time of the year, you go in an aircraft every morning to see what's out there?
Well, yes. If weather allowed, I start the early morning with doing a reconnaissance flight, and budget allowed, of course. And then I'll try to look if there are any new formations. But, you know, I just recently arrived in Wiltshire because of the COVID, and I just reopened, so everything is just now up and running, so hopefully I can start flying again soon.
Right, yes. And why is it that there are so many crop circles in Wiltshire, or do you know?
Ooh, there are so many theories, but many think there are ley lines, which are basically energy lines, and 2 of those ley lines cross near Avery and Stonehenge, and the magnetic power of that seems to play a role in the forming of crop circles.
Any other theories?
Oh, there are so many, and they change during time. I mean, Wiltshire is a very special place to be, and in Wiltshire is the Vale of Pusey, which is called amongst researchers Crop Circle Valley, and for some reason they seem to appear a lot over there.
Right. Okay. Now, when people would be familiar with seeing pictures of crop circles. Do they appear at why do they appear at this time of the year particularly?
Because the crops are growing.
Yes.
It's simply that. So the crop circle season for researchers starts with oilseed in April, and it ends, let's say, September, October in maize, if I pronounce it well. But because crop circles can appear in literally every kind of crop, even
right.
In grass.
Okay. And in a crop circle, because you've examined many of them, the gaps in between the crops, have the crops disappeared? Have they been cut off, or are they just flattened down?
Oh, no. They have been flattened.
Right.
And what is very interesting that when we talk about authentic circles, or so to say unexplained ones, the crop is not broken, but bent over.
Right.
So that is, for us, a sign there is something, it's an unexplained one.
Mm. Now, and you do, certainly before COVID, you would have investigated a lot of them, and you'd be able to identify what were man-made ones and what were unexplained ones. What would be the percentage, if you like, between those two things?
Oh, well, first of all, nowadays it's extremely difficult to identify because you really have to be the first in it. You have to treat it like a crime scene. If anybody has been before you, he or she would have left footsteps, and you don't know whether it could be a human or a hoaxer or a whatever.
Mm.
So, and percentage, I would like to say it is about 60-40, like 60 as in man-made, 40 unexplained. But it's very difficult to say.
Right, okay. And the ones that are man-made, how long does it take them to do that? And how do they do it?
They simply do it with planks and ropes, so to say. So they flatten the corn with boards, and they make a design beforehand, and well, you have very experienced teams, and you have less experienced teams, and they go out in the night and do it for various kinds of reasons.
Right. Okay. And I suppose maybe they just get a kick out of it. Have you met people who do this?
Oh yes. Many. Yes, and I was even involved in making one because I wanted to be there because I wanted to experience how they do it and how it works. Also, the world of hoaxes. And it was quite interesting, so to say.
Right, okay. Interesting in what way?
To be honest, I mean, some hoaxers are really nice people. I don't want to blame them or to say anything not nice, but the result of a hoax formation isn't anywhere near to an unexplained formation. Yeah. Not on the ground and not from the air.
Right. And so, if you like, the patterns made by the unexplained ones, are they distinctly different to the explainable ones?
Oh, no, there is... There's nothing usual when it comes down to crop circles. So, of course, if you find the shape of a heart in a field, you immediately think it must be man-made. Mm. But there could be something special going on. What we see a lot is that when a crop circle is made by humans, an unexplained one appears next to it. There is also a group of hoaxers who do this because they want to make contact. They also see balls of light, hear unexplained sounds. It's very mysterious what is going on.
Yeah. Is there any other part of the world where there are a lot of crop circles as there are in Wiltshire?
No, Wiltshire is like the centre, and the Vale of Pewsey is like the epicentre with Honey Street, where the centre and exhibition is. But there are places in the world like Germany. There has been a beautiful one in France lately, the Netherlands. Well, it's a worldwide phenomenon. So far, we have about 10,000 registered, but there are many, many more reports that need to be investigated.
Yeah. Do you think there's an intelligence behind them?
Yes. Yes.
And what do you think they're trying to say?
I just don't know.
Right.
I wish I knew.
You see, then why bother doing it? It's not very intelligent then if no one can figure out what the hell they're saying.
Oh, there are many, many reasons why people love crop circles. Because of their beauty, because they think there is intelligence behind it, that they can communicate with extraterrestrials or whatever. It's only one thing, I cannot prove that they are communicating. Mm. People think many times that, you know, I'm an airy fairy because I'm into crop circles and it was a life changer for me. But basically, I'm very grounded. I just want to know what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, well, indeed, we'd all like to know what's going on.
But that's why I made this exhibition, you know, to inform people because there needs an image to be restored.
Mm. And there have been crop circles for how long, as far as you know?
Oh, it goes back many centuries. But at that time, it wasn't called crop circles. The term crop circles was coined in the 1890s of the last century when the research started. So in the old days, when a circle in a field appeared, the farmer called it like a mystery circle or a fairy circle or whatever. But the term is only like 40 years old.
Yeah. Have you spoken to many farmers? Because it would strike me that if a farmer is getting ready to harvest their crops, it's intensely annoying that someone or something has gone into that field and flattened half them.
Oh, absolutely. Farmers are extremely annoyed, especially nowadays when a crop circle is found, it goes viral and it attracts many, many people who trample their crops and it's their livelihood, their income. So that's one of my mission, to reduce the friction between the farmers and the people who like to visit it. But in the old days, the farmers, it was like a gift when a crop circle appeared on their field. They went in picnicking, they went in having fun, but now it is turned into a curse.
Mm. So, I mean, if some of these crop circles are some form of communication, it's not really a message farmers want to hear.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
not at all.
Do you think it could be extraterrestrials who are just torturing our poor farmers?
Yeah. You know, I don't think that's the case.
No.
I don't think that they are torturing
it's
farmers.
It's not anti-farmer aliens.
No, anti-alien. No anti-farmers aliens. No.
Okay.
Funny.
No. Let's hope not. Monique, thank you very much for speaking with us today. Hopefully you'll be able to get back in the air soon. That's Monique Klinkenberg, founder of the Crop Circle Exhibition and Centre in Wiltshire. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. We'll take a break after that. Farming.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With the Dacia range. Drive away today with no payments for the first 3 months.